family-owned, family-operated. Wally Sanders cares about you and your family. Wally Sanders Trucking. Call him today. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Boy, oh, boy, just what we don't need, some more rain. Rain is likely at times today and tonight. Carry the umbrella. You're going to need it. High today, 64. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow could be a couple of leftover showers, perhaps. High temperature around 70. Then much cooler air on Wednesday. Highs in the 50s. Even colder Wednesday night, Thursday night, as we get another little taste of Arctic air. A couple of nights with freezing temperatures. We'll only be in the 40s for a high on Thursday. And then maybe upper 20s by first thing on Friday morning. Morning around dawn. Does any of this sound familiar? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A newly released audit of Montgomery Public Schools from October 2017 to September 2018 shows over $700,000 missing. The audit says letters were sent to current and former employees requesting repayments of the money. The school system says policies and procedures are now in place to keep this from happening again. The plan to bring cruise ship passengers affected by the coronavirus to Anniston in Calhoun County has been canceled. Senator Richard Shelby, along with Representative Mike Rogers, confirmed this news after speaking with President Trump on Sunday. And the search is on for a man convicted of murder who escaped from a Talladega County Work Release Center. 43-year-old Daniel Miner was serving a life sentence for a 1994 murder conviction. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Well, listen to that trombone. That's Bob Rogers. He's a musician, an electrician, small businessman, and a hard worker. Just the kind of guy you want to send to Congress to represent you. Not a millionaire, not a lawyer, a hard worker just like you are. Elect Bob Rogers to Congress.
I am Bob Rogers. I paid for and approved this message.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on this month?
With tax season here, you need to take advantage of our last month for off-season pricing and use your tax refund to invest in your home's indoor comfort with a new energy-efficient system.
Are you wondering how to spend your tax refund wisely? Use it on a new system or as a down payment and save up to 50% of your heating and cooling usage on your utilities.
Call now for a free estimate and for a limited time, get a low, affordable off-season price.
Great idea. Save now, invest in your home's indoor comfort, and save on your utilities every month.
And if you don't want to use your tax refund, that's okay. Call and ask us about our new smart financing program.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today. Invest your tax refund in your home's indoor comfort. Call 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
In the race for U.S. Senate, it might shock you to know that Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville is for amnesty for illegal aliens. It's shocking, but true. Just listen to his own words.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here. But the law, then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Give them jobs? Let them become citizens? That would mean taking jobs from you and giving them to people here illegally. Listen again.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here.
And once they're here, Tuberville wants to give them amnesty.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Those are Tommy Tuberville's own words.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Tommy said it, and he can't deny it. He backs amnesty for illegals and wants to give them jobs. Tuberville puts them ahead of you.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on this weekly promo could get bastard. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Therefore, increasing your odds of winning the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Let's see here. Becky Gerritsen on the phone giving us an update here. Becky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
I'm outstanding. It was great having you in the studio last week.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. And I wanted to call in during the legislative roundtable on Friday, but I was in and out of the car, and I just wasn't able to do it. So you had mentioned just call in today. I really want to tell you about an important bill that was dropped on Thursday. This is called VCAP. It stands for Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. And what it would do is it would prohibit medical therapies for minors who want to change their sex. What we're seeing across the country, in some places, there are 13-year-old girls getting double mastectomies. There are 15-year-old boys getting castrated.
What?
We do not want that to happen in Alabama. And we have a gender clinic. We have here, even in Birmingham, that are giving puberty blockers to healthy children at a young age. We're talking like 8 years old and younger to stop puberty. And then they go on to have cross-sex hormones. And this has very damaging effects on the physical body of these children. And the most important thing people need to know is that the studies show 98% of children who have gender dysphoria, which is a real thing, these people really do struggle, and it is a living hell for some of them. But if you allow them to go through regular, natural puberty, 98% of them grow out of it. So we do not want them to be damaged medically when they have a healthy physical body, and then later on they want to change their mind and, oh, well, now they're all messed up because their hormones have done awful things to their bodies. So this bill is sponsored by Shea Shelnut in the Senate. It's SJ-219. And in the House by Representative Wes Allen, it's HB 303. They will both be in the health committees this Wednesday. And bills like this have tried to pass in other states, but the Human Rights Campaign, the ACLU, the SPLC come very hard, just kind of like during the abortion bill. So we just want people to be aware that we are trying to protect children in Alabama once they're adults. They can do what they want to do, but while they're children, they need to be protected.
Interesting. So who is carrying this in the House?
Wes Allen, Representative Wes Allen.
Okay. When is it in committee now?
It will be in committee on Wednesday, and there will be public hearings on Wednesday. So there'll be a lot to talk about. I'll call in on Thursday and give you some updates, but and people are allowed to come. The rooms are small, but the House hearing is at 10:30, and the Senate hearing will be at 12. And you can just ask the information lady what room numbers. I can't remember right off the top of my head. Room 206 at 10:30. I know that. I can't remember the one at 12.
Is there anything
but
else?
This is a very important bill people need to be aware of.
Any other fun facts running around the State House?
Oh, gosh, it is just a whirlwind of activity for us. A lot of our priority bills are heading, in right now. We have our pornography resolution did not make it out of Rules Committee in the House last week, which was quite a shocker, but we're expecting that to change this week. And what the problem is that we're talking mainstream pornography, but it's not legal. So we're talking about just having a resolution declaring pornography as a public health crisis. And I've got all the stats that show why it is that way. And this should be a no-brainer. It passed out of the Alabama Senate on the first day unanimously. So I'm not quite sure what's going on with the House Rules Committee, but we'll be working on them this week. So hopefully Thursday that'll pass out of there.
Okay. Well, call in.
Is he busy?
Call in on Thursday and give us what happened with that bill.
I absolutely will. And thank you so much for keeping up on this stuff. And again, I know you've got a lot of people that love Fridays. It's my favorite day to listen to the show because I love to get caught up on all that legislation that I miss when I'm at the State House working at, you know, another legislation.
You're so close to the forest, you can't even see the trees, huh?
That's right. That's right. So you all have a great day. Thank you for letting me come on.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Becky Gerritsen. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey there, gentlemen. I want to thank Becky for coming on and explaining to us in layman's terms exactly what that bill represents. And that is my question to you guys is, why is it that every time I go to vote and they have these bills and resolutions to agree or disagree, yes or no with, to vote for or not vote for, I can't understand what they are actually asking because they're doublespeak. Why are they not written in plain layman's terms? Clear English that we can understand so we can make a clear, precise decision on what we're actually agreeing to.
I know the answer to that question.
Yes, Dan?
They don't want you to know. That's why they call it, and, you know, save little puppies and kittens. And then you find out if something has nothing to do with puppies and kittens.
That's right. So how do we fix that? Because they are not going to. We must fix it as voters, and I don't know where to even start. I've got to hang up and listen, gentlemen.
Thanks for the cell phone call, Jeff. I appreciate it an awful lot. It's, believe it or not, when they name it and they vote on the bill, they're voting also for the name. Now, somebody could ask for an amendment to the bill to change the name to something more factual, and some people have done that before. There was a gaming bill that happened 6-8 years ago, and they tried to get the name to more accurately depict what the bill was about.
Right,
and it didn't pass.
Well, a big part of politics are these language games, and sometimes if they aren't allowed to use doublespeak, to Jeff's point, they wouldn't speak at all. I mean, plain language is few and far between, unfortunately.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Damo Show on a Monday.
Good rainy Monday, gentlemen. I heard about this bill. I watched Capital Journal, which is really pretty good.
It is.
And there was another one on there. I can't remember what they brought up. I wish I could remember. I can't offhand. Another bill they're bringing up. But this is truly worthwhile. And it's alarming, isn't it, Dan, to even hear that this is tolerated. And that there are doctors that will do this is what is so scary. And it seems to be so unethical. It's unbelievable.
Well, and, you know, the problem, here's a problem. The parents are a little complicit in here. And I'm not, I'm not into the chattel property type concept of childhood, whether born or not born. But, this is just where you get so much disinformation and wrong information that's out there.
The one thing I want to really nail down into, I'll have to read the bill itself, is not transgender, gender dysphoria questions, but actual intersex, hermaphroditical sort of conditions. Where there is actually a physical thing going on, there's a myriad of those, and they're very rare, but it's out there.
Yeah.
So, one of the conditions that is read, somebody won't go through puberty unless they get hormone therapy. There's some stuff like that. And, Dan's taught me to look at these bills the legislature comes up with very carefully.
And you have to, because they leave a hell of a lot of stuff out. But the parents are directly responsible for these kids and the direction they've gone into, and even tolerating the amount of pollution that is coming to their mind, because kids don't get these ideas on their own, folks. They get it from other places.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying is that. I mean, this is certainly influenced by the parent.
Oh, yeah. And I have to say, I have a customer, maybe two, that have done this. And it's scary. Because the kids are not content with what their changes are. They seem to be constantly messed up. And one of them has attempted suicide. That's the worst tragedy about all of this, is a lot of these kids become suicidal. And people grow up. This goes with ADHD and all this stuff. That should have been, that's the beginning of this changing your child for your benefit, that should have never been allowed either, because I know ADHD is totally fabricated. And all kids grow out of that. My big brother was so ADHD, I'm glad they didn't have that then, because I would have begged for them to do a frontal lobotomy on the maniac. But you got to let people grow out of it and let things naturally occur. And that seems to be out of character now. They don't want to let the natural happen. They want to make the unnatural happen. It's against the will of nature and God, don't you think, guys?
Actually, I don't. So you're saying that somebody has, you should wait till they grow out of it versus help them along to cope with it.
No, I didn't say don't help them cope with it. You have to let them grow out of it.
Well, the medicine allows you to grow out of it.
Are we talking about the sex change or the ADHD?
You said ADHD is what you were referring to.
Well, I'm strictly against that. And there's ways of coping with boys that have ADHD that don't involve drugs.
Do you have ADHD? And
do I?
Yes.
I feel it's fabricated.
Okay. Well, I don't, because I have it. My son has it. My brother has it. My father had it. When I read the book, everybody in my family had it. So I think you're in a category I would mark as you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, okay. I understand that, and I'm sorry for my ignorance, but it just seems, how come this was not prevalent when we were children?
Well, it could be a lot.
Could
have been a lot of reasons for that. And in my age group, I had it when I was a kid, without a doubt. And let me tell you, I embrace my ADD. I love my ADD. It allows me to do a whole bunch of things that a lot of people cannot do. But I learned how to deal with it. I had a hard time in my young days in school. As I got older, I embraced my ADD, and it really worked for me, as you can see now. But, having had a child with ADD, ADHD, and watched him kind of deal with things, you know, in our age time period, Red Top, there were a lot of kids that were our age that had ADD who were self-medicating with drugs.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Because I'm just 6 months older than you, and I was not aware of that. What drugs would they have been self-medicating with?
Marijuana, orange sunshine.
Oh, okay. Well, you're talking about these kids were teenagers already at that time, because when you and I were 8, 9 years old, wasn't nobody smoking pot and doing acid, I don't think.
No.
But you're talking about your condition started very young.
Yeah, it went very young, but it followed me. What I learned how to do is deal with it, because there wasn't medicine around. And then when my child was born, and he obviously had the symptoms, somebody gave me a book called Driven to Distractions. I read that book and I said, this is me completely. This is my brother. Yep. This is my father. This is everybody. This is Daniel. This is everybody.
So it seems like when you were growing up, people weren't looking for it and thus weren't diagnosing it. Do you think it's possible today people over are looking for it too much sometimes?
I think people are looking for it too much. I think the things that we were doing then didn't require as much stuff that hits the ADD cycle.
I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
I'll get off.
Sure.
In your son's generation, when there was medication available, I'm not going to ask you if you gave your son the drug or not, but did you find that some people it actually helped and they were able to get off of it, or are they on that medication the rest of their life?
No, they're not on the medication for the rest of their life. I'll give you an example. First of all, Barbara Shear was our pediatrician, very well-known pediatrician here. He didn't really know that much about it, and we got him information about it, and he prescribed his first Ritalin to my son. And we had to really work on what the balance was. We worked on diets, adding protein and things like that. We tried Adderall and some other stuff. Wasn't as effective for Daniel. You could look at Daniel and we would say, he would start acting up, we'd say his medicine's worn off, because he would start doing just some stuff that was not in his norm. And But he now is in law school. He's really focused on it. It took him a while to get focused. He self-medicated with drugs at one point in his life, and he knows that that was a mistake. When you talk to people who have drug issues, you can a lot of the times go to things like that as a self-medicating situation.
Wow. Well, I'm glad it worked out for you, and I wasn't trying to be harsh on everybody.
Like I said, I embrace my ADD. I love my ADD. My son has learned how to embrace his ADD. My brother would tell you the same thing. And it just, you know, to say it's fictitious is just not, it's not accurate.
Wow. Well, you know, as far as back to my big brother, he was just a maniac. And I was glad to see him go to college. So I think his condition is permanent, Dan, because I ain't about to go over the horizon with him in a deep sea fishing boat. He might just dump me over the edge. Thank you, guys. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks for your time. Let's go to a break. Debbie, coming back to you and others right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
March 3rd, voters in Etowah County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Etowah County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to the Depot Furniture Gallery located inside Prattville Pickers. The Depot Furniture Gallery has the best selection of rustic furniture in the River Region. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27292228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard the Demo Show on a Monday.
Hi, thank you, Dan. And I hope you're having a wonderful day so far.
I am indeed. I had an outstanding morning and good day so far.
Awesome. I was going to chime in on the ADD, ADHD thing. Yes. I'm ADD. My son, I had one ADD, one ADHD. Believe it or not, there is a difference, according
Absolutely.
To my doctor.
Of course.
And my, I mean, it runs for a family like yours. I mean, it just goes through endlessly, you know, nephews, cousins, et cetera. But what I was going to say is there were some of us that were on medications. It would have been my son's age. Of course, it wasn't during my age. And for them, you know, back in my age, my brother, who was ADHD, was just put in a special class. He made passing grades. He played football, et cetera. No medication. And they did have him in a special class for his issue, okay? With me, I was ADD. I was able to make it through the class, and I did well. I was AB, and I didn't have any medication. So, you know, we did it. We made it. Now, when it comes to my son's generation, I had one on Ritalin up until he hit puberty. He was AB. Until he hit puberty, they had to take him off of the Ritalin, straight down to D. He did not learn what he needed to learn before they took him off that medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he had that crash. If they had done like my brother, put him in a special class, before that issue, he would have learned how to deal with it before that time came. And that was sad. That hurt my feelings because I knew what happened. Nothing I could do about it. They required him to be on it. The school said we can't handle him the way he is. No special classes for him. I had to do it. And I resented that. Now, with this generation, they're doing Vyvanse. I got a grandson who's on it. He is a 5.0 GPA. He is not a slouch. He's on STEM program. He's in football. He's in JROTC. He does it all, okay? But Vyvanse is very hard on the body, and he's been on it since second grade. I don't know when they're going to get him off of it, but my niece, she took it all the way until she graduated, and it really did a lot of bad things to her, mainly emotions. Making them very mean, cranky. They get off, starts wearing off at the end of the day. They get headaches. They don't feel good. I've had two nieces on it, and they were horrible. And once they got off of it, they said they'd never do it again.
Right.
So these medications are not what you would call friendly to the user. And I've seen it. It's a hard drug to deal with. I mean, they make good grades. But where's the trade-off on that? I don't think it's a good trade-off. It hurts my feelings to see what they go through because I know it's hurting them.
Well, let me speak to that as on a personal basis and on family member basis. One of the biggest things in medicine in general is the person that you've got to learn about is yourself and how the application of things are. For example, I used to take Ritalin. If I had a major case going on, I would take I could take Ritalin. I could knock that thing out in 2 days, and it would have taken me 2 weeks to do it. And what you have to do is understand what the drug does, understand what it does for you and what it does against you, and take that into consideration and you weigh it out. Just like you weigh out taking an antibiotic. You don't want to sit there and take antibiotics every time you get sick. It's stupid to do that. You can build an immunity to the antibiotic, and it's not going to work for you. So one of the biggest problems I see in medicine is lack of knowledge on the patient level. As a matter of fact, there's somebody texting me right now going, you're so damn right. It's so don't take Ritalin or Adderall or anything at large doses and not understand. Daniel always had a break time of not taking Ritalin.
Yeah, and but then you have withdrawals to that as well.
Not with Ritalin.
You have to go through.
Not with Ritalin.
I know you do with Vyvanse, yeah. And I know you do with the Adderall.
Adderall and Vyvanse are two, and again, you need to know what you're doing. You need to know what the drug is. You need to know why you're taking it. There's a reason it's a highly controlled substance.
Well, now, I will say this. There is a school where a teacher took it upon himself to do something different. And he started putting the bicycles, the stationary bicycles in his room. It started with five. And his whole class, who were majority ADD, ADHD, went up one letter grade within 1 month by them rotating out doing the bike. And I just think that is a more reasonable way of dealing with something because, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, okay, it is abnormal to keep a child in a desk most of the day. I think that it's very abnormal. Children are, if you would just let them have their way, they'd be out running around all day long. And, of course, now we put them in front of a boob tube with a little controller. But if it was like our time where a kid is a kid, they'd be outside all day playing or inside all day playing. They'd be running, talking, having a good time. But we put them in a confined area all day almost, well, majority of the day, and we expect them to sit and be quiet. I just don't think that's healthy.
Now you're speaking to an issue that my brother and I talked about on Friday afternoon after the show over, wait on it, cocktails, Corona, and salsa and guacamole. Is, again, another thing that people, the concept of education 60 years ago and what we're doing today, anybody who is taking their child and submitting them to something that is 60 years old is not doing their child a favor at all. You need to know what your child is capable of. You need to have them tested on skill sets, what is their learning, and put them in the healthiest environment for, wait on it, them. If you think about it, we have a tremendous amount of school selection here in Montgomery. The only problem is you have to pay for most of it. And you can go to a very high academic school here. You can go to a very high an academic school with good athletics. You can go to a school that has Christian values and good athletics and social values that are there. We have it all over the board. The problem is if you're going to an institution that you're doing the same thing you did 60 years ago, you're just doing it with a calendar that has 2020 written on it, right. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I agree. One size fits all never works.
Absolutely.
Yep,
I got to go, Debbie. Thanks for taking a call. Enjoy the conversation. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Barry Moore a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature.
As the only veteran in this race, I understand the importance of veterans to our nation. They're the one percenters and the 1% that serve to protect our rights, to protect the Constitution, our freedoms.
I spent 41 years in the U.S. Army, and I support Barry Moore.
I'm a veteran of 38 years in the Army, and I support Barry Moore.
I'm Barry Moore, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A verdict in a milestone Me Too movement case.
Weinstein is a vicious, serial sexual predator.
Manhattan DA Cy Vance Jr., after movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is found guilty of two of the five charges against him, a criminal sexual act in the first degree and rape in the third is for the others.
Predatory sexual assault, predatory sexual assault for his third count, and then rape in the first degree. Those three, he's been found not guilty.
Fox's Alex Hogan. The Dow plunging about 1,000 points in afternoon trading on worries as the coronavirus spreads past Asia, with some 200 infected, five dead.
Italy counts a sharp increase in its number of confirmed infections. South Korea reporting 800 cases and seven deaths, while Iran says 12 people have been killed there.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Boy, oh, boy, just what we don't need, some more rain. Rain is likely at times today and tonight. Carry the umbrella. You're going to need it. High today, 64. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow could be a couple of leftover showers, perhaps. High temperature around 70, then much cooler air on Wednesday, highs in the 50s, even colder Wednesday night, Thursday night, as we get another little taste of Arctic air. A couple of nights with freezing temperatures will only be in the 40s for a high on Thursday, and then maybe upper 20s by first thing on Friday morning around dawn. Does any of this sound familiar? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Been sent up and I've been shut down.
272-9228, this is where we are. On a Monday, Dan Moore Show. Somebody says, Dan, you sound happy.
Now,
well, Benji made me happy.
Oh, that's another thing. Oh, that, what an adorable new dog.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm excited about going to NBA and have Cade and the company look at Benji Boy. Going to leave the show on Wednesday and do that. Yes, sir.
Now, Becky Gerritsen, I asked if this bill they're putting forward that would ban hormone treatment for gender dysphoria, for sex change, if it allowed medical exceptions for other underlying problems, and she said it does. They consulted with doctors to make sure those sorts of therapies would be available to people with underlying physical conditions like puberty that doesn't come on, puberty that happens too early. There's all sorts of other rare conditions that where it is necessary, and the bill allows for those exceptions.
Thank you for clarifying that, Becky and Joey-san. Let's go to Bob. Bob, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Monday.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well, and how are you?
Very good.
Well, back to a comment you made earlier about choice in the schools, et cetera. I had a grandchild that was receiving a lot of care mandated by the government because she had learning disabilities. And in the fifth grade, she changed county schools. And they tested her at the beginning of the fifth grade, which they did routinely at the beginning and end of every year due to the programs involved in her treatment. So anyway, the beginning of the sixth grade, she tested first grade at the new school, okay? So obviously she hadn't been schooled at the new school. Anyway, at the end of that year, they tested her again, and she was grade level. She gained 5 grades in 1 year by moving from one county to another and from different teachers. So, I've seen some phenomenal changes just according to where a child is located.
Let's rephrase that, though. Is it where the child is located, or is it who is doing the testing?
Well, no, it's where it's located, because she learned from that point on in the new school system.
So you're saying she moved, and then at the end of that term, she got tested?
Yes.
Because you said she moved, and she got tested, right. And then it was...
She was tested at the beginning of moving to a new school system, okay? And that was first grade. And she was actually, to be in the sixth grade, but she was placed on a first grade level. So a year in the new school system with those teachers working with her, she moved up 5 grades in 1 year.
Let me make sure I understand. Make sure I understand what you're saying. So she moved to a new school system.
Right.
They tested her when she got there. They did not move her up in that test. They kept her in first grade. By the time she finished... Go ahead.
No, they wanted her. They were targeting sixth grade, okay?
They were targeting
she
what?
She only tested. She was targeted to be in sixth grade. So they tested her, and she only tested at a first grade level, okay?
That was County A, the county she originated in, right?
No, the county. County B is where she went.
Bob, I'm not. I'm a fairly intelligent person. Let's make sure we've got this right here. So she's in a county. Let's call that County A. They tested her there.
No, she moved. She went to County B.
Okay, so what grade was she in County A?
She was at fifth, and then if she moved, she would have been sixth grade, okay?
Okay, so they test her, and where'd she go?
Right.
So they put her in the first grade. She went from fifth grade to first grade in County B.
She didn't actually go. That was her test measurement, though. They kept her in sixth grade, and they kept her there through the year. And then, what they'll do, they'll test you at the beginning of your year, wherever school you're in. And then they'll test you at the end of the year to see about your academic progress. So in County B, they tested her at the end of the year, and she went from first grade test level to sixth grade test level, which meant she was on par with the grade she was in.
Okay.
See, one county being there and the teachers made that much difference in 1 year. It's phenomenal. So it went back to what you're saying about different schools can make a difference. So she gained 5 grades in 1 year at school B.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, one quick one.
What they did is they realized she had a problem and they talked to the problem is what they did. Which was exactly what
we
need. And so that's why I always tell people, get your kids tested. If you're sending them out the door and you don't know what their capabilities or their inabilities are, you're putting them at a disadvantage. An absolute disadvantage. Why would you do that to them? But what we do is we send them to public school and they go, well, they know everything. So, you know, take them in, we're going to love on them, and they're going to be smart when they leave. No, they're not going to be dumb as a box of rocks.
No, but, Dan, these days, if you get them on a federal program, there are federal guidelines of how often you test it, and it's very structured and very documented because the counties have to spend extra money providing all these resources for special education and everything they have to do.
Yeah, I got that. I'm not sure if I agree with what they're doing, but thanks for coming on the call, Bob. Let me go to a break. Papa B, coming back to you.
The Dan Morris Show.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings. Even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Don't go out to eat. Go out to Eta at Chili's. Chicken or shrimp fajitas are now on 3 for $10. So hear that chicken sizzle.
Ooh, yummy.
Or that shrimp sizzle.
They sound so similar.
People laughing and having fun. hey, Gary, maybe take it down a notch? It's a bit much.
Sorry.
Just kidding, Gary. Live your truth.
Ah.
Go out to Eta at Chili's for 3 for $10. That's a starter, fajita, and Coke, all for $10. Together, we Chili's. At participating restaurants only. Price may vary in Hawaii.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are. We know these emails and... you got a dog? Yes, I did, lady. I'll send you a picture. Benji's his name. Being cute is his game. By the way, folks, Paul and Christy Miller have got success stories, as does Wallace and Miller Realty, a Moody Realty, their realty broker and agent. They met a few weeks ago and previewed a house over in Silver Hills North in Prattville. They met with the owner. They talked to them. They looked at the market. They came up with some suggestions of how they can upgrade their home where it'd be more out to sell. And then they went in and did professional pictures, virtual tour, drone video made. And then they unleashed all the information out in the public to get awareness among buyers. Well, they got results. Did they get results? They got results that were incredible. They got the seller an immediate offer over the selling price, over the asking price, after only 1 day on the market. And the seller, what did they do? Heck yeah, they accepted that. So skip Zillow, call Mellow. They are going to get results for you. Paul and Christy, personal friends of mine, get ready to copy the cell phone number down. 399-7648. 399-7648. Paul and Christy, Mellow. Skip Zillow, call Paul and Christy, Mellow. Papa B, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you?
I'm considering getting mud grips for my car with all this rain we're
having. Let me tell you, pontoons for you, my friend, pontoons.
I'm telling you what, I was listening to Greg's show Friday, and I don't know who it was. Joey, maybe you remember. I know you weren't really there, but this guy on there that gave Elizabeth Warren the perfect name if Pocahontas doesn't work out. And he called her the angry librarian. I thought, boy, don't let Donald Trump get a hold of that one because it just fits her perfectly. She looks like an angry librarian, you know. On this Ritalin discussion y'all are having.
Yes, sir.
You know, my son was on that for maybe a year. The teacher said he needed it. The doctor said he needed it. Mama D said, you know, she was wanting to have him on it too. And, you know, I'm sure that I know that every case is different, okay? But after about, I don't know, the first year he was on it, I just noticed such bad changes in him that the next year I just said, look, we're just not going to do this. And, got him involved in sports and a lot of other activities. And he actually did much better and wound up graduating with honors. He's in college now, doing very, very well, taking calculus, physics, you know, stuff I don't even understand anymore. So at least in this case, other alternatives kind of worked out best for him.
Well, let me ask you something. So, did the medicine make him spacey?
Yeah, real spacey.
Okay,
yeah.
And let me tell you again, and you did the right thing. What he was doing, he was taking too much of it. If it's like, when I was going through my cancer treatment, if I would overdo my my medication, I would get really spacey, and I was doing some pretty serious stuff, and
sure.
That's what happens with Ritalin and what happens with Adderall. If you get spacey, you're doing too much. You want to do enough to get the task done correctly. And what he did is he learned how to live with his ADD and accept his ADD if he's doing calculus.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I always knew he was a smart kid.
Takes after his mother, huh?
He does. Didn't get it from me. But from what I could understand of the situation, his, the neurons in his brain, he had like a need for stimulation.
Right.
And sitting in a classroom, he wasn't getting all those neurons firing. And so it would be distracting. You know, his mind would be going elsewhere, type thing. So,
driven to
anyway,
distraction.
And so anyway, but that worked out for me. I really talked about this Blagojevich character. Did you see any of the interviews that he's been doing, Dan?
I have.
Okay. So Jesse Waters got him on there, and it seems like Jesse Waters thinks that he knows some things about Obama or the Obama administration that possibly he's going to be spilling the beans on or, he asked him two or three open-ended questions trying to get him to come forward with some information. Did you see that interview?
I did.
Okay.
And I detected the same thing. I'm not sure if Jesse was fishing or if he knows something, but it seemed much more fishing to me.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe he was just fishing, but it seems also by Blagojevich's responses that he probably does have some things he wants to say, but maybe not.
Yeah, I think he does have some things he wants to say. I'm not sure if they would be as damning as a lot of people would like it to be.
Well, maybe in a book or something like that, I don't know. But, I mean, he's totally unrepentant. And, you know, the same guy, I don't like the guy per se, you know, in terms of his persona and everything. He's very arrogant, in my estimation, and vile, too, you know. But I'm just wondering, do you think he's going to accidentally commit suicide before he spills the beans or afterwards?
Go to the Bill and Hillary Clinton Health Club, as they call it. Man.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, he's on the razor's edge right there. But anyway, maybe something will come of it. I don't know. I'm going to look for Blagojevich to say a few things, though, before it's all over with.
Interesting.
All right, guys, that's all I had to say today.
Okay, right, get those pontoons, put them on that Rolls Royce of yours, and go appraise houses.
All right, sir, thank you.
You have a good one. We're going to go to the top of the hour break, but let me just kind of set this up for next hour. We reported it here, and we're going to go back in the news that we did on Friday, and we did the Russians are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Russians have come. The media just went nuts over it. And I'm going to play some cuts for you. And it's, as I said on the day that this broke, it's a story about a story. And they're taking this stuff as if when something was in the story, it was gospel, and it was understood, and it was the absolute truth.
It was driving me crazy this weekend, Dan, watching those Sunday shows.
Unbelievable. Then there are two people we're going to interview, we're going to have interviews with, that were actually in the room when this happened, versus somebody's talking about it secondhand, who, by the way, as I mentioned on Friday, notice Adam Schiff is not saying anything. He didn't come out, he didn't talk, he didn't say anything, because whatever he says is going to be a lie, and he's going to get caught in it, and he's going to look stupid. We're going to spend the first part of that next hour, and then we're going to get into Lindsey Graham did an interview and has some very interesting stuff in it. We have CBS, the tracker poll. We have Educate. We got things going on in South Carolina we want to talk about, getting ready for the debate tomorrow night. I'm excited. Dan Morris Show is going to be back after our top of the hour break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.